guys. Welcome back to the Black and Bold Podcast. I'm Nishan.
I'm Luxon.
And today we got a special guest.
Hey, I'm Sean.
And today we're going to talk about controversial figures. And as a disclaimer, before we begin, just so you know, we are doing this for fun. This is our opinion. Please don't get too personal. We can agree to disagree, but also be respectful. So, yeah, let's begin. Do you guys, like, know of any specific controversial figure? Like, who do you think is the most controversial figure today?
I'm gonna have to give that title to, I'm giving it to Kanye.
Word.
I don't know. I feel like the most, like, topical one right now is, like, Elon, right? Because, like, I feel like he's the most recent. Wait, has Kanye done anything recent that I don't know about?
The comments? The anti.
How long? That was, like, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Was it a couple weeks? It feels like a little longer.
Pretty recent. It feels like it was longer.
It was last month.
It was steady pretty recent.
Yeah, but, so you said Elon?
I think he's the most, like, recent one, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the, like, Twitter bullshit.
True.
Yeah. Explain more. Go into detail.
It's just, like, I don't know. He's basically just, like, dicking around. He's just, like.
It's funny. Like,
it's kind of funny, though.
I learned the story of how he ended up with Twitter. He basically said that he was going to do it. But I thought it was going to be a bluff, and he wasn't going to. And apparently, that was kind of true. Like, he wanted to back out. But the problem is that he already signed a deal, and then Twitter sued him because he already signed a deal. And
they were like, they want to get rid of that.
Yeah, and there was, like, no, the reason why is because from a lot of, like, financial analysts, he actually overpaid, like, big time for Twitter. It was not worth the money he paid for.
I just don't like that there are people that can, like, throw around that much
and
money.
And it's about to go bankrupt, too.
That's crazy.
Like, oh, yeah, because, I mean, it was already, like, losing money before he bought it, right?
Losing money, but now it's, like, he said that it's possible that it goes bankrupt. Like, it's not confirmed, like, you know, only time will tell, but he said that bankruptcy is in the view. And I was like, that's giving him a really bad image.
We could see the death of another social media website.
Because it's, like, how are you going to... Like, well, one, imagine spending $44 billion
just to
destroy it in the next couple
of weeks.
You're
just able to spend $44 billion on a weekend.
He's going to be fine. That's the crazy
thing. I just hate that.
That barely made a dent. Like,
yeah, but it's like also, it gives him a bad image because he's only had it for a couple weeks and he's already like running it like to the ground. Like, it sounds like he's running it to the ground and shit. Yeah,
but it was... Before it was kind of dying, which didn't help him.
But, dying, but it was but it sounds like he made it worse.
He killed it, or he's going to kill it very soon.
Yeah, like honestly, I've heard different reasons as to why he bought it. Like he said, like I heard that he could make billions off of it. I heard that the controversy about like freedom of speech and like cancel culture and all that shit. And, it's not looking good for him, honestly, in this specific situation.
I think we've learned that freedom of speech on a social media platform is pointless.
I think that, like, honestly, my only real thing was that it's a private company.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not like at the end of the day.
They're allowed to do whatever they
want. They're not doing anything wrong by canceling. Like, you could argue it's morally wrong, I guess you could say that, but like legally speaking, it's not a violation. They're not like the Constitution doesn't own them, like, so it's not like they need to follow that.
Like a global company, and like if you want to go by like freedom of speech rules, you can say that like they're a private company and they have the freedom, they have like the freedom of speech to do whatever they want on their platform, you know?
Yeah, but it's like honestly, like it just isn't looking good for like Elon at this moment. Like I asked Luxon a little bit earlier, but I mean, I'm pretty sure I know your answer. But do you think Elon is better than the other billionaires? Like, do you think like unlike the others, he's actually trying to help people? Like, he's doing it altruistically?
Yes, I feel like not all of his decisions have been altruistically driven, but I feel some of his more, I feel like his decisions were more altruistically based or driven in comparison to other billionaires, I'd say. But that's just me, though.
Like which ones, though?
I guess, just how much funding he's been putting into, like, just exploring space and just SpaceX and all that bullshit.
I feel like that. Okay, and that's feel like that's the only one, because I feel like everything else he's doing is like.
It's fair, but at the same time,
it's a pretty big one,
to me, it's like I personally think he's just doing it because he wants to.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like out of like a desire, of goodness. That's a fun thing to do, I guess.
True, but I also said a little bit before that him doing it because he wants to is making the byproduct of, or it's causing a byproduct of, just being altruistic.
Yeah, but like. You could argue the same thing with, like, Jeff Bezos. Like, he, like, did Amazon. Like, Amazon is very convenient. Like, you could argue it's a game changer, certainly. It's not like people are not starving anymore type good, but it's, you'd say, overall, for the average consumer, it's a net positive.
It raises the standard of living.
Yeah.
Mm. So, I have to say, put way more trucks on the road, but I guess that's, like, a byproduct of, like, COVID.
I wouldn't say Jeff Bezos is that altruistic in his decision. He just capitalized off of something that people would like. It's like a difference to me between capitalizing on what people want and doing it because you want to be, like, because you're, like, a genuinely good person, like, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's just taking advantage. It's being opportunistic. Opportunistic. Jeez, having trouble pronouncing some of these words.
Yeah, he's not, like, intentionally... like, doing good, you know?
Like, if he didn't have, like, a benefit from it, then he wouldn't have even tried. But I guess that's, like, most people, I guess, in fairness.
Yeah, that's what I think billionaires are. They're just, I don't think you can have, like, a truly good billionaire.
Yeah, random question. Do you guys think or know of any billionaires that actually have good intentions or actually do stuff more for the people than themselves?
There was one that I forgot who it was. One of the billionaires is, I think it's Bill Gates. Like, he was paying like billions to like charity or like to the homeless, like to help solve homelessness and stuff. I forgot if it was Bill Gates, but if it was him, then I would say he's one of the closest, I guess. I don't think, honestly, anyone that I know of is particularly, like, nice in that sense. Like, they're not all bad, but, like, I think they're more or less just, like, neutral, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know of any very good examples.
I think recently, like, I learned of this one guy. I forget his name. He's the guy who... with the Paramount jackets? Patagonia. He's a Patagonia guy, and I guess he's, like, a billionaire or something. And he recently, like, donated all his money to charity, but it's actually not a charity because he actually donated it to his own, like, private company.
Oh, no. Mm.
So it's like a climate change, like, organization, but, like, not really, because it's actually just, like, a political organization. Like, what are they called? Like, 501Cs or something like
Never
that?
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them either.
Yeah. Like, I would say when it comes to people who have money, I would say Mr. Beast is... pretty dope. Like, he's a pretty guy.
Pretty philanthropic.
How rich is he? He's got to be pretty rich, right? But is he like,
a billionaire, but I know that he has money.
He got a couple million.
I saw like a recent news how he was like really helping the funding of like many schools. Like, he just let kids have like an back to school like shopping thing. Like, all the kids basically were able to get necessary school supplies as well as the teachers. I remember one episode, like, one video I saw from him, it was he adopted every dog out of a shelter, and basically everyone who rescued a dog, like, who was approved by the shelter, of course, he would also give them, like, money, or he would give them, like, a lifetime supply, actually, of, like, dog food or some shit.
Dang, that's one thing I really like that his content can do, is he can do things like that and just... allow I guess, like, common everyday people to just, like, have that opportunity to be, like, involved in something like that.
I guess he seems more like a good one then. I don't know, though. Maybe it's bad on my part, but I just always, like, am a suspicious. You know, it's, I mean, he seems like a pretty good guy, but it's,
I mean, it's fair.
I don't know.
It's almost too good to be true.
It's too good to be true.
I see what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say. He's just, like...
Yeah, it's got to be some dirt. It's got to be something.
How do you make all that money? That's what I want to know.
In terms of Mr. Beast, I've seen...
Yeah, I feel like a lot of companies also, like, give him money as well for his
videos
and shit.
I guess when you're that big, you're probably, like... Sponsorships are probably giving you, like, way more money than they need to.
I've seen, like, a couple of different... I've seen two different... net worth estimates for Mr. Beast. One was $25 million and the other is $54 million. And I think the $54 million was based on how much he made in 2021. He made last year compared to the year before, 2020, he made $25 million. Mm-hmm. So I think right now it's almost $60 million. It's like over $50 million now.
I mean, that sounds about right, I guess.
He's got money. Yeah. He's not a billionaire, but he's got money.
Yeah.
Like that's crazy. Like, I'm not, like, these people with all that money and shit like that. But I personally go by the idea that someone like Elon and, like, the billionaires, they don't need that much money.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't
it's
think...
It's just, at this point, it's pointless, bro, for them.
You know what? I heard it's a sad, like, a pretty sad fact. With all the money, we could technically end world hunger. We could end it as we know it. It's just that no one has really acted on it.
Man, that's...
It's depressing.
Yeah,
it's very
crazy. Could end a lot of major world issues, but damn.
Yeah, but let's get back to Kanye now.
Yeah. Kanye has been doing some questionable shit for many years.
Yeah, honestly.
Probably before I was even born.
He's done many questionable things, but I think things escalated when his mom died.
Yeah.
His
mother died. So?
Donda.
Yeah, when Donda died, he wasn't the same. Like, that's what everyone's saying, and I agree. I think Donda was, like, one of the only people who was actually, like, there for him, who actually knew him.
I mean, I don't know if that excuses
his mother, but
it doesn't
stuff,
excuse his
but,
behavior.
Like, that's,
it most certainly
that's
doesn't.
That's sad.
Yeah, that's
but the dude needs help. Like, the conclusion I got is that he just needs help. I felt bad for him in that moment. It's like, it's just like, you know. It's like one thing missing, like, you know, a beloved mother of all people, but his dad was never there for him. But and it's like he has, like, mental issues. So it's like having someone who knew him is, like, was really important. And the situation with, like, Kim and shit, that was all a mess. Like, I was about to say that, like, Kim was pretty bad. Until, like, I was talking to someone, and they reminded me that Kim was there for Kanye for a couple of things. She was there when he was trying to run for president. Remember that? That was crazy.
Damn.
Yeah, remember when Ye for president?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Imagine if he tried running again.
Dang.
And then, like, he has, like, some kind of relationship with Donald Trump. And even Donald, even the Donald called him out. He said he's a very troubled man, should not even think about running for president.
Wait, when did he say that? Was that back in
recent?
Oh, that was recently.
Yes.
I have a question for you guys. What do you guys think about the concept of heaven and hell, or just, like, that concept of
afterlife?
Yeah. What about?
It's like, for me, it's like, I wish it was real, but I just can't, like, bring myself to, like, you know, like, believe in it, you know? Like, it just, like, goes against.
Do you believe in the...
How does it...
All my thinking.
I don't want to say it's traditional, but do you believe in the, I guess it's, like, commonly thought of idea of heaven and hell, because it is very...
Like, karma type shit?
No, not karma. I mean, like... It's very, very popular, very well-known idea or concept for what happens after death.
Do you believe in an afterlife?
I can't. The thing is, like, yeah, I really want to, though. But, like, do you mean, like, specifically the concept of heaven and hell, or just, like, a general afterlife?
Just the concept of heaven and hell.
No, I don't think so.
Why can't you, like, get yourself to believe? Like, how does it go against, like, what
you're thinking? I just, like, can't think of it being, like, a real thing, you know? Like, what is it? What does it even mean, you know?
So you think when you die, like, what do you think happens when you die? You
nothing.
Just, like, you just kind of cease to exist.
You're just gone.
Despawn from the server?
Yeah.
Dang.
Damn.
That's pretty sad.
For me, I kind of tread the lines. Like, honestly, I believe in heaven and hell, but the criteria, I'm not sure on. Like, I'm not like, you can always say be good. Like, you know, don't be bad and shit like that. But there was, like, it's very confusing to me because it's like when you look at like a lot of things that have happened, like even in like a lot of religious script, like a lot of people back then did shitty things. And so it's like,
well, it's all vague.
If you really, when you really like read the Bible, it has some
pretty shady
up,
things.
Some fucked up things.
Especially in the Old Testament. Yeah. Some pretty shady things.
Yeah.
And it's
things
like,
you cannot do now.
And it's
sure.
like, do we, like, is it... Are these people actually, like, moral? It's like, I get times change, but, like, do those standards, like, does, like, I don't think, whenever I hear about, like, God, he never changes. That's what I've learned. But it's like, so that means back then, like, what if something bad back then, like, something that was considered normal back then is considered bad right now? Like, back then, slavery was a thing. But we consider slavery to be evil, like, today. So, someone was a slave owner and, like, had slaves and shit. Did they go to hell, or is it like...
I mean, you'd hope so, right? But, like, you know, back then...
It's like, I can't tell, because the morals have changed. Like, God doesn't change, but morals have changed. Definitely. Mm. Like, within contemporary society.
Yeah, what does God think about slaves?
Damn.
Yeah, but it's like, in that sense, I think it exists, but it's like, when you get past the most vague like aspects, like don't be bad, be good, and shit like that, and get into actual criteria, it gets very confusing.
True.
And then like on some level, and then like I hear about purgatory, and I'm very confused about purgatory. I thought it was just like if you do bad, you go to hell. If you do good, you go to.
Well, I think
purgatory is more of like a middle space. I think
purgatory was like I don't think purgatory is like actually in the Bible. Purgatory, I think, was invented by, it was, like, in the, like, mid-century, whatever.
To be honest, I don't really believe in purgatory. I think that it's just too confusing.
Honestly, me too.
But, what about you? Would you believe in heaven or hell? Both? Like,
I do believe in heaven or hell. But I'm not sure about the biblical description of heaven or hell. I feel like there may be some differences from the script, possibly. But I do believe in heaven or hell.
Think about it. The Bible was written by man, so it's like...
Yeah, what do they know?
So it's like, I mean, God, like, I know, like, they said God, like, appeared in the Bible and shit like that, and Jesus, too. And, you know, Jesus has his own, like, shit to say, but it's like, they didn't write the Bible themselves, like man did. So it's like, for all we know, this shit could be completely it could be completely inaccurate to what
it
God
could be
was
just,
like saying.
Just
like,
shit.
Until like he comes down and tells you like specifically what was going
this
on.
This is wrong, right? You know.
Yeah. But back to the point of controversial subjects, like since I didn't and like tell you mine, most controversial person in my opinion is Andrew Tate.
That's fair. He's okay. Like, I feel like he's a pretty just generally unlikable person.
I give you that. He does have a couple, like, he has a couple gems or a couple things that I really can't disagree with. But
really?
Yeah. Like when he says that women should be protected and just like, I believe a little bit in the like masculine imperative, or like just having intrinsically masculine things that we like have no control over, like I don't know, I can't think of
there's
to essentially want to just protect and provide for the people in their life, I would say.
All right, so like you believe that masculinity and femininity are like two different things that do exist.
Mm-hmm.
Got you.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like they complement each other.
To me, Tate, I would describe, if I were to describe Tate in one word, it would be unreliable. Like honestly, like there's certain things he says that I can get behind, like certain, but it's like very specific things. Like when he's talking about like hitting the gym and shit like that, you know, like you know, guys can hit the gym and shit like that. Like, I agree with that. Like I agree with certain things. Like you know, I think people like guys and girls should focus on themselves more than trying to impress like the other sex and shit like that. But when he is off, he is very off.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Everything else. I mean, like, I actually kind of disagree with the, but like everything else he says, I disagree with. But I kind of do disagree on the gender roles thing. But I mean, I guess the exercising thing is a good thing.
It's like his.
So that's like a very specific thing.
He's like, damn. It's like certain times. It's like, damn. I wonder why people like. Think this is like he's got a cult behind him, and it's like I don't understand that. It's like some things he says aren't true. Yeah. Like he was talking, I remember an episode on depression. He said depression is not real. I'm like,
it's just
don't listen.
I don't think so.
Saying that's it's a bullshit. Mindset. I don't know about that.
It's like nah. And then he's like anti therapy. He's anti a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Like I remember an episode where he said he hates cats because you can't control them. Or they don't listen to people.
That's
like,
he's terrible. Yeah, that is, he's like, terrible.
That's a bit weird.
And I was like, dude, it's not that big of a deal. It's like, it's not that big of a
deal. That's the last straw.
And then, like, there was another, like, video where he was like, fucking, like, if you go to concerts and shit like that and listen, like, and you're there just to listen to other people follow their dreams and shit, then you're a fucking loser.
What?
And I was like,
wait.
And to me, I was like, nigga. What do you explain people listening to you about? Then by that logic, it's like you calling your fan base losers because they're seeing you live out your dream and shit like that. And it's like that shit don't make no sense.
Yeah.
It's like I didn't even get to his gender shit.
Yeah, I think that's the big one, right? I think he's
his views. Let's say the most him is like very basic things, like if you say most women are attracted to confidence, I believe that's true, like to guys who are confident, but that's like a very basic thing.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah, but I feel like that's something you can say for everybody.
But then he makes like there's like a difference between like criticizing behavior. There's a difference between criticizing behavior or just like explaining behavior, and just straight up berating. Like he just I think, honestly, he just has a low opinion on everyone, which is not just women, but he has a specific issue with women to me. Like, and it's like, dude.
It's
like,
weird.
You gotta chill. Yeah. It's like, it's fucking weird and shit. Like, he thinks, like, women are the man's property, and it's like.
That's fucked
like,
up.
Oh, yeah. That's gonna be a no for me.
Yeah. One thing that he said that I do agree with is that the people or the three people you spend the most time with are eventually going to rub off on you, and you're eventually going to become what you spend or what you give your energy to. Basically, I agree with that point.
So like, that sure
makes sense.
Yeah.
Like the three people you spend the most time with, like I guess your three best friends or people you're most around with, are eventually going to rub off on you, and you're eventually going to kind of like mirror what they do and kind of become like,
yeah,
about a bit of a copy of that.
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with him on basic things. But when he gets the controversial things, I think he kind of just like sometimes he's just like.
I feel like sometimes he's just saying it like to be controversial. You know,
there's a lot of things like, I could break down.
Like a lot of things he says, like brokies and just Some of the vocab he uses is, I don't know.
Very strong.
Yeah.
Like, and very, not necessarily very blunt. In the
very unfiltered. Very unfiltered.
It's like, when I first saw that he was banned, I first watched like a couple of videos and it was like the most modest videos on him. And I was like, I know, like, he might be controversial, but I don't see why he was banned. And now it's like, I think he's banned mostly due to his popularity, not because what he has to say. There's a lot of controversial channels out there that don't really get banned, but no one really gives a shit about them. Andrew is mad popular. And then once I looked a little bit deeper, like, side note, I love listening. Like, for me, like, I already talked about how I love watching conspiracy theories and, like, like analysis on it. If there's anything that I love, it is watching analysis on controversial people to see how they grew up and shit like that. Like, you learn the most interesting facts about them. Like, Elon, I learned that he has a really terrible relationship with his dad. And you're not, like, if you don't know about this, you're not going to believe it. His dad impregnated his son's steps. He impregnated his own stepdaughter.
Okay.
That he raised when she was fucking 4 years old.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't have a good relationship with him either.
And I was like, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm not crazy about Elon, but, like, shit, if my stepsister ended up having a baby and then her daddy is my stepdad,
damn,
then I would be pissed too.
Damn. I mean, fuck you, dad. Damn.
Yeah, it's like, that's kind of fucked up, but, yeah. Yeah, anyways, but Andrew Tate, I think the worst thing about Andrew Tate isn't even Andrew Tate himself. It's the following he has. Like, I said before that he has a cult following.
Mm. That's the scary part. I mean, I don't know. Even though he didn't, like, really, I might be wrong. Even though he didn't, like, really do anything, I feel like when you garner, like, that bad of a group of people together, it's like,
I think the issue for me is that it's like these people, it's like I've seen like things that I've considered a cult. Like, I thought QAnon was like cult-like, but like this is worse. Like, the opinions, I'm not sure if the opinions are worse than like, in my opinion, than like QAnon shit, but the way the fans are about it, it's like he can't do any wrong. They legitimately treat him like he's fucking God.
Yeah.
Like, he already has a God complex, and these kids are feeling it like crazy. Like, they think he's more God than Tate does himself. And that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, I know this is based on, like, comments and shit like that, like, YouTube and just my own experience, but seeing all those comments, like, anytime Andrew gets criticism, they will be on his ass defending him. We'll say, like, well, it's not like this. Like, well, actually, it's this and shit like that. Or they'll just straight up insult the person who criticized him in the first place. Like, yeah. But Andrew is a very interesting dude. Like I said, I'm very interested in his fucking life. He's been through a lot. Like,
He got muffled. He has a pretty interesting backstory.
Isn't he, like, British?
He's a mix of shit.
He's half white, half black. Mm-hmm. He lived in Illinois for the first couple of years of his life.
Yeah.
But then his mom and dad split, and I heard his dad effectively abandoned. Like, because then the mom moved to, like, England.
Didn't the dad go, like, I don't know. He went, like, traveling and went on tournaments and shit, and he just used to just play random people in the street just for money for,
yeah, he was poor
for living and shit. Yeah,
yeah, they were poor. And then Andrew, basically a short backstory, they moved to England, and I'm not sure if this was where Andrew got popular, but like I know he ended up being popular for being one of the best kickboxer, like the like champion kickboxer in Europe for his weight class.
Yeah.
And then at some point he had gone to like he'd been throughout Europe and shit like that, and then like you know, pretty sure he was in England until recently, because he had like allegations, like a girl said that he hit her, but then like he had like a couple of girlfriends in his house and shit like that. But The funny thing is that she was doing like online work for him, like you know that OnlyFans type shit. You know how people say like if you let your girlfriend do OnlyFans, you're like a beta and shit like that. Like I've heard of that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, that doesn't really work with Andrew. Apparently, he's not a beta for doing that.
Well, wasn't he running like a network or something?
Yeah, he was.
He's had a
That's weird.
But then like he went to Romania. He moved to Romania. And then his main, he said 40% of the reason was like because he.
Because laws were more lax.
Yeah, the laws are more lax. And he said, I'm not a rapist, but like they don't like.
Oh,
no, no.
Andrew.
They don't go with those accusations until like you're proven guilty or some shit. This is a paraphrasing. The first part of the sentence, though, I'm not a rapist, but was.
Yeah, you don't, 100% you don't want to ever hear that out of anybody's mouth.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not racist. I'm not rapist, but. But it's like, if you're going to. It's like, there's like a certain line between saying what you have to say and when you should shut the fuck up. Mm. He did not need to say that, regardless of whatever his opinion was. And then he said that the laws and like the people are corrupt. Like he said that every government is corrupt, but like in Romania, he'd rather just pay off people like the police and shit to leave him the fuck alone. And I was like, stop saying shit. Like just stop. And now like they were in April, the police came over. They came back and they were trying to see like he has like some allegations for human trafficking. Because of the disappearance of it. Well, not disappearance, but it was like a 21-year-old girl, like American girl, brought over to Romania. And they're trying to see if she voluntarily did it or she was like forced into going. Or she's being held hostage type shit. Like,
but. There's a lot going on with Tate.
Yeah. But like speaking of these people, do you believe in alpha or beta type shits? Do you believe in the concept of alpha and beta?
No.
No.
Word? Any reason why in particular?
It just means nothing.
Yeah, I just don't.
I don't either. Like, honestly, there's certain times. I guess alpha could be, like, if you're using it as alpha as in a particular field you're dominant in, I believe that. But I think alpha, beta is just glorified horoscopes.
Yeah, because it's like the idea that, like, you're born a certain way. That's like
it's like you can definitely change your position, and there's no like social ranking. Like there's some guys that would be considered, I guess that could be considered betas, that have like that have girls who are loyal to them, and it's like it's like it's not such a rigid concept. In fact, actually, I know this. The alpha beta theory, it was fundamentally flawed when the guy who studied the animal that was thought to utilize the alpha beta system does not actually do that in real life.
Yeah, the guy who made it up, like, spent half his life trying to, like.
Yeah, he's spending the rest of his life trying to disprove it. When the animal was wolves. So wolves actually don't organize, like, an alpha beta hierarchy naturally. They'll do that if they're in captivity and they don't know who each other is. Like, if they're unrelated, then they'll basically scramble together to find a pack structure.
Wasn't it like, though, he was, like, observing, like, families? Like, he saw, like, a group of wolves, and he assumed the alpha wolf was the mother wolf or something like that?
He assumed the alpha wolf was the most dominant one who fought dominant, like, who fought their way to dominance because he had based their behavior off of unrelated wolves in captivity. So it would be if you were in jail and you were trying to form a hierarchy. But in reality,
yeah, it's, like, not natural.
The way wolves actually operate is very similar to humans, where the parents are naturally the leaders and the kids are just the remaining members of the pack.
Yeah, which is like, not the same thing.
Infighting within wolf packs is actually very rare. Like, they almost never do it, because if a child wants to, like, to be dominant, they'll just leave. They'll just leave the pack and start their own family. And males and females aren't particularly dominant over one another. Like, there are a lot of packs where females are the leaders. There are a lot of them where males are the leaders and shit like that. It's actually part of the reason why it's thought that dogs became our friends, because of our similar social structure. So by the logic, if we're going to go by wolves, which are not humans, but still, like, then technically we're doing all right. Like, family structure is kind of natural, that natural way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we do that pretty regularly, humans.
Yeah. But on a related topic to inherent like attributes, how much do you think the environment has a role to play in who you are? Like, do you believe in determinism, or do you believe in a possibilism, like where you personally can change your fate? You can change who you are.
Well, I think it's like when it comes to nature versus nurture, I think like environment plays like a pretty bigger role. You know what I'm saying? I feel like environment has like way more factors. You know, like who you are can change over time.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Yeah. I would agree. I would say that the environment does play a pretty big role in your personality, and you can change on what is around you or what is available to you.
I think the most basic traits are probably just who you are, and you didn't control that. But I would say, like, you get to more abstract things like, for example, intelligence, when it comes to like creativity or propensity for like for violence and stuff, or aggression and stuff like that. I think that's environmental. That's like mostly environmental. When you get into like to be clear, like these abstract concepts are like very big things about humans. So it's not like I'm saying that it's mostly genetics. It's a little bit environment. I think it's the opposite. Because I think the very basic ones are kind of just like...
I agree.
There are few of them, but mostly it's environment. Like if you take someone from like a bad background, from like poverty and shit like that, it's proven that that's more reliable of a factor in like propensity for violence or crime than someone... But then just based on who they are. They're probably people who are just naturally more aggressive, but even with that, it's like with the environment... You can change that around. You can, like, put people in, like, utilizing certain things in more productive ways. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, like, if I was born, like, in a different country or something, I think I'd be way different than, like, if I had, I don't know, a gene that made me, like, I don't know, different, I don't know, personality-wise.
Yeah, but, like, that's why, honestly, I feel bad about people born in, like, the, like, impoverished areas. Because it's, like, a lot of times when it comes down to, it doesn't excuse crime and shit like that. But at the same time, you know, like, to me, I know these people could be, like, utilizing, like, certain things in, like, better ways. Like, you know what I mean? Like, take up something, like, if they had, like, more access to education or more access to, like, higher quality, like, a better quality of life.
Oh, I think that's the worst thing, right? Because it's, like, they're kind of, like, it's kind of, like, they're born in that environment, and it's, like, it sucks that that environment wasn't better. Like, we shouldn't have those environments in the world, you know?
Yeah. I will say, though, one thing that's hard to change is social mobility. That's not inherent. It's not inherent as in that's, like, genetic, but... I'm saying it's hard to move it because of just the current environment. I think that specifically is hard to move around. There are people, of course, that have been like self-made in the sense like they've gone out of poverty, but those examples are generally few.
Yeah, they're not. I don't think that's like the common.
It's not
route.
usually the case. And honestly, I think those specific cases. I think those specific cases are, like, exceptions to the rule. And it's, like, I applaud people who do that, most certainly. Like, if you went from living in your car to, like, having a mansion, shit, that's nice. Like, congrats to you. But I don't think that devalidates, like, the notion that social class is very hard to escape. Like, it's very hard to escape poverty. Because it's like a never-ending cycle. Well, it's, like, or a perpetual cycle, I'll say that. Because it's like, you're poor, you don't have access to the shit that you need, but because you don't have access, you're poor. And you're poor because you don't have access to the stuff. And you see how it goes around and all that. It's also the problem I have with unskilled workers. They're unskilled because they don't have education, but then because, they don't have, like, good jobs and shit like that. And then because they're, like, they don't have access to good jobs and shit, they're unskilled and stuff like that. It's like a vicious cycle. But, went a little off topic there.
Well, I think it's all related to the environment. Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to bring up the topic of choices, and I wanted to ask you guys if you thought that your or the decisions or choices that you make in life affect you after you die.
So, like, karma?
I guess so.
I guess that kind of relates to heaven and hell. I think, yes. I'll give a different answer, like, in the sense that I think karma is, like, I almost don't believe in karma. Like, on a smaller scale, I guess I do. But a lot of that just attributes to the fact that there's certain, like, when you do bad things and you don't get away with them, it's because you just were bad at hiding it, I guess, or because you just couldn't get away with it. A lot of bad things I know people get away with, and that is, like...
It's still a bad thing, even if you get away with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a bad thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, I have a hard time, like, completely believing in karma, because it's, like, the better you are at hiding it away, and by that it means the more, like, honestly, a lot of times it comes down to the more privileged you are, you can basically get away with bad things. Like, I remember the story about Emmett Till and shit like that. You know, the black kid who was, like, killed and shit because he was thought of, like, raping white lady and shit like that. The lady, basically, when she was, like, very recently and stuff like that, like, maybe, like, last year or something, maybe a couple months ago, she admitted it to all being false and nothing happened.
Oh, that's sad.
I think I remember that.
So it's like, I mean, that's one example, but, you know, I mean, it happens throughout the world. Like, you know, corrupt leaders exist. Nothing happens to them. Like, they end up living peaceful lives, corrupting the lives of millions, and they die peacefully. Or they die, like, in a, like, you know.
What, do you personally think you have, like, good karma, though?
Me? I don't know, honestly. Like, I don't know. Because, honestly, I like to think of myself as a good person, but there might be some things I do that's off. I'm not sure. I'm not completely sure. And I don't usually like to refer to myself as a good or bad person.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like it's, like, too vague of a concept, you know? So I feel like it's hard to say one way or the other.
Yeah. Like, honestly, it's crazy. Like, and this is coming from, like, a really, like, a religious person. It's, like, some of these concepts, like karma, I guess karma, in a sense, like, religion goes by karma, like, do good things, and, like, good things will happen to you. What about slaves and shit like that? What about people who are, like, wrongly executed? Like, unless they just end up going to heaven, which, I guess, they end up getting the good shit in the end, but, like, if you were taken as a slave and you die as a slave, what kind of karma is that? Like, did you deserve to be a slave for some reason or some shit? Like, you know? Like, when it comes to, like, I get these are natural, now I'm talking about natural disasters, but, like, hurricanes and droughts and all that. These people deserve to suffer, or...
Yeah, I feel like that's the point in which you say it's, like, there's not really a correlation.
Especially when people, like, I'm not talking just about people who, like, who suffer. Like, someone could say that maybe it's just a trial or something. But I'm talking about people who die in these situations. Like, the like tsunamis in, like, Japan and stuff. And innocent people died. So, therefore, it's not just a trial. Like, they can't do anything. Like, there's nothing that can be made up to them because they're dead. Mm. Yeah, but, honestly, I want to say that karma, I don't believe in karma to a certain extent. I just think... Not just injustice. I think just too many things just happen for there to be a specific answer. So I just end up saying not really. Like, what about you?
Okay. I honestly, I don't. Do I think things affect you in that life? Honestly, I would say. Honestly, no. I don't really believe in karma like that.
Do you not believe it, or is it because of what, like, we were saying?
No. Honestly, I don't really believe it, but I was also thinking of, like, also the, like, uncertainty and what happens after death. So I don't really know if the decisions do play a part, but I, right now, I don't really think so.
Or, all right, now we get into the loaded questions. What's the meaning of life? Like I know we were talking about karma and shit like that, and if we're not certain about what constitutes as the afterlife, or even if we're just not certain about what you need to do to make it to heaven and shit like that, what do you think the meaning of life is?
What do you think is the meaning in your own life?
Personally,
do you think your life has meaning, or do you think your life has a purpose? You're born to do something?
I mean, Elon's dad's justification for his very questionable action was that we're only on this planet to breed.
And ew.
I had to bring it back up. And it was perfect for that situation.
So dirty.
It is fucking vile. But, yeah. Anyways, I asked the question.
Honestly, I feel like the meaning of life, I don't know. Actually, I'm just going to say it. I feel like the meaning of life is, for me at least, is to, leave as big of an impact behind as you can, and just, try to touch the hearts, or try to change just the lives of a lot of people in your life, or just to leave or have an impact in some way.
Word. I think a lot of people have a misconception. Well, it's not a misconception, because, you know, everyone has the right to their opinion. I just personally think that a lot of people think that it's necessary to be flashy. Oh, to be the happiest you can be. To do everything in the world and shit like that. And I was like, that's not necessary. There's a lot of stuff that would be nice. For example, if I were a billionaire or a multimillionaire, let's be more conservative here, I would be happy. I mean, that sounds nice, having a bunch of money. But realistically, I should be fine if I have a good enough amount. Of course, having too low is not good. But you don't need that much money, I was saying before. So I would be fine if I wasn't a billionaire. If I'm not a billionaire, which, statistically speaking, I'm most likely not, that's fine. You know what I mean? It's nice to have money, but I think the point of life is being comfortable in the sense that you're content with who you are. So it's being content, being satisfied with your life.
Yeah, I think, that's more a personal thing.
Honestly, it's you can't expect yourself to be happy all the time. And sometimes, when you have everything, sometimes, I've learned that, it's not as big of a deal as, you think it is. I remember, very small example, but I remember getting my first job at Chipotle, or I remember when I first got my driver's license. It was the greatest feeling there. It's having that great feeling in the short one is great. It's really great to have those moments, because those happy moments do kind of form, that satisfaction. But then, it's by the next day or the next week or whatever, it's you just end up having it. You're not as happy as you were before. You're not gonna be 2 months in your job saying, "Oh boy, at the very least I have my job."
Yeah, who says that?
You know what I mean? I'm still so happy I got that job. And it's either you don't care. I mean, sometimes you hate it, but mostly in the two best scenarios, you don't care, you're neutral. Or, you enjoy your job. You're content with your job. You know what I mean? And, yeah, that's the way I see it. Just be content, with everything. Sometimes dive out of your comfort zone if it's to make you a better person. If it's for self-improvement, that's one thing. But being comfortable as in, you're not really, upset about, you're not too upset about anything, you know what I mean? About yourself, at least.
But, so you think you should live for those moments of satisfaction, or those are not important?
Just
what do you say?
Be satisfied. You can live for moments of satisfaction, but collectively speaking, you as a whole, would have to be satisfied, in my opinion. Because if you're living for moments of satisfaction, then it's just those moments. It's short-term. It's not really long-term, if you know what I mean.
So that you think that's the purpose, is to have to be satisfied by the end of your life?
Be content. I think content is a better word, honestly. Like, when I'm thinking about it. Content, yeah.
I think when it comes to, like, my own personal meaning of life, I feel like I agree with Lux the most. It's like, you know, it's like, I feel like I do have, like, a desire to, like, live on in a way. But, like, I feel like, you know, being popular or something or making loads of money, I feel like those aren't, like, the realest ways to do it to me. You know, it's like, that ripple effect, you know, I do kind of, like, believe in that. It's like, you know, you kind of, like, affect people, and then, like, that affects, like, future generations, and, like, trying to, like, make that, like, a meaningful, like, ripple, you know. It's like, then even if people don't remember you, there's still, like, you know, 10 generations down the line.
So your legacy.
Yeah.
Word. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Okay.
Word. All right. I'll hand it to you, Luxon.
All right, guys. We're about to wrap up the episode. I'm Luxon.
I'm Nashawn.
And we're here with
Sean.
And we're going to be streaming this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, WHUS website, and iTunes. And
have a good-ass day.